This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. A story we've been following over the past few months has been some contract negotiation talks that have been ongoing with the Mercer County School District and the teachers union that represents its district staff. We're speaking with Mercer County Education Association spokesperson Monty Smith. The board and the union met for the first time with a mediator this week on Wednesday, and at the end of that meeting, about 3 hours or so, there was no deal reached. So I guess, Monty, we'll just start there, kind of speak about how the process went, you know, last night and basically what the union is hoping moving forward.
So to start with, you know, the mediator just trying to gather some information and background from both sides and trying to kind of figure out what both sides are still negotiating over. And the big ticket items for both sides and their kind of wants and asks. So we, you know, spent some time, we had a little bit of time as a group and then individually with the mediator to kind of discuss and talk about things. And, you know, and then she kind of, you know, there to try to, you know, kind of like push forward with trying to get the process to move. And so there was a couple proposals that it was exchanged last night. After we were kind of getting on the same page and unfortunately, again, still not able to reach a deal at the end of the night.
So did it feel like progress was made at least as you had this first meeting? You set off the air next meeting with the mediator scheduled for this coming Monday. So August the 11th, the date there with the first day of school with students in the Mercer County School District next Thursday, the 14th. So progress, does it feel like much was made, some was made, or none was made last night?
I think the meeting, especially the first meeting with the mediator, I think it kind of went as expected. And, you know, I don't feel like there is a lot of progress necessarily made. But, you know, with, you know, that neutral party coming in and not really knowing both sides, that, you know, just a lot of information gathering for them to try to kind of feel out where the both sides are at. So, you know, we're hopeful that hopefully the meeting on Monday will maybe be able to present a lot more progress or be able to maybe get a deal done.
Speaking specifically about looking ahead to Monday now, the next meeting with this mediator, I mean, what's the confidence level like? You mentioned, you know, hoping to hopefully see some more progress or potentially even, you know, a deal get reached if everything goes really well on Monday. But what's the confidence level, you know, from the union side, I guess, that could happen on Monday?
We try to remain optimistic about it, but at the, you know, the same time, as we've talked about before, we know what the deals have been for the surrounding area. And, you know, we had some teachers speak about it last night that we've continued to lose educators to those surrounding districts. So we know that in order to be able to, you know, present something and get something done, that our union body has to also agree and vote for that as well. So we're trying to look out what's best for our union and for the district as well. And you know, hopefully, like I said, we can get something done. But you know, we're going to do what's best for our union body as well.
So the previous contract expired on June 30th. So about a month and a half or so without a deal reached. Again, the school year starts on the 14th next week. And we've talked about this before. You can begin a school year with the teachers union without a new contract. You're basically just paid based off the previous year's, you know, salary rate. So looking like there's potential and more of a likelihood that you will start without a new contract reached for the school year at least. So still, I assume the plan is to show up day one with and just kind of regular schedule, I suppose, on August 14th if a deal isn't reached.
Yeah, that's correct. For the teachers, we report on the 12th, and then the students' first day will be the 14th. And we absolutely plan on being there for day one and welcoming those students and continuing operations as normal, you know, and we really hope that, you know, that Monday goes really, really well. So that way then we can maybe finally put all this stuff behind us and then just, you know, get our focus back onto the students.
And then I suppose, you know, the million-dollar question, of course, that everybody wants to hear about is, you know, the potential of striking, and that conversation, it feels like, has got maybe not internally for you guys, but externally louder and louder, at least just from people around the community, I suppose. That's the thing you hear about when you hear about these contract talks. So, again, you know, both sides have said way early in the process that when you're involved in talks like this. It's always a possibility. So does it feel like that possibility of potentially a teacher strike in the Mercer County School District, is it about the same, I guess, likelihood as it started, or does it feel like that's getting maybe more and more possible?
I really hope that Monday really, really goes well. I think Monday would be more telling in that aspect, that, you know, if things don't progress and move forward on Monday, then, you know, that it could maybe raise that bar up a little bit. But, you know, we're hopeful that Monday goes really, really well and then we can get a new deal done. But there's still other things that you have to do and go through before those things are even possible. And as I was telling you off air, like, we can meet with the mediator as many times, like, the required amount is two, but we can meet with them multiple times and never even consider a strike if things are progressing in a good manner.
And just last thing overall, you know, from the union body side, I suppose, of course, you represent so many employees, staff, teachers in the district. It feels like, you know, at least from the outside, looks like a pretty unified, like, front, right? With all you being, you know, one of the people on the negotiating team, to just the staff who aren't a part of that process, really feels like kind of unified, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And last night with PAC, the playground, we had a lot of support and community members and teachers that came out. And so it was just wonderful to see all those people and the kids just run around playing games and the music and, you know, the food trucks there. So just a great overall event, and hopefully get the kids excited about coming back to school next week. And, you know, and then we had some teachers that stayed last night and was kind of, you know, wondering and waiting to see what had happened. So, you know, we're very thankful for all the support that we've received. And, you know, we know that it affects a lot of people and they're waiting for this to get done. But just the outcry of support has been wonderful for our team.
Mercer County Education Association spokesperson Monty Smith joining us on WRMJ. Contract negotiations roll on with the Mercer County School District and its teachers union that represents the teachers in the district. Next meeting with the mediator set for Monday. Monty, appreciate the time, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.